Those were cherries that you brought me?
Yes, those are some of the local pie cherries. Some folks call them Telephone Hill cherries. And unfortunately, with the wet weather we're having, they are cracking. They are mature, and which happens down south too, when the cherries reach maturity and you get a sudden rainfall, the cherry farmers panic and hire helicopters to blow the water off the cherries so they don't crack, so they can be harvested and sold.
Off of the cherries themselves or off the rest of the plant or the tree?
All of that. I mean, all trying to blow the rain, the water off the trees and the cherries because they soak it in. I mean, the trees soak it in, but also even the cherries themselves with the sugar content soak it in and they explode.
Okay. And then the skins, they just can't take it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. They are mature. So when different fruits and vegetables mature, and especially when there's a big change in from dry to wet or wet to dry, then this happens, kind of like with our exploding cabbages.
If you're too late, though, but still not way too late, you can still salvage some of these cherries, right?
The problem is, of course, fungus starts to grow pretty quickly on because of the sugar content in there. So, I mean, yeah, if you can get them out, you can make cherry juice, I suppose, and especially if you're cooking it. Otherwise, if you just pressed them, then you would probably have very quickly fermenting cherry juice.
And you mentioned cabbages. They're literally exploding, huh?
Again, depending on variety, the early cabbages, when they reach maturity, they should be harvested. They can only sit in the ground for so long before they are essentially bolting, just like lettuce and spinach and all this other stuff. So they're cracking in the center is what allows the seed, the flower head, to emerge, to flower, be pollinated, and then set seeds. So this is, well, it's nature's plan. This is how it works. So if we don't pick that produce when it is ready, when it is mature, then we may lose it. I mean, last night when I was picking the cabbages, the slugs were enjoying them. But again, we can use them quickly, make sautéed cabbage, stir-fried cabbage, coleslaw, sauerkraut, whatever you do with cabbages. You've got to use them quick.
With slug garnish, huh?
Yeah, right. Oh, that's that extra. Yeah, exactly. A side of slugs, you know, a little bit of extra salt, and it's good, you know. Or if you like maybe some chili powder, perhaps. Whatever it takes.
What about like iceberg head lettuce or something like that?
Exactly the same situation. So, again, that's where you want to be. The gardener wants to be watching the maturity of the plants. One thing you can kind of slow down is you know that your cabbages are mature, you don't really want to harvest them yet, or lettuce too, you can take a shovel and actually cut down beside the head to cut some roots so that it has fewer roots to soak up the moisture. Or I've even heard, and I've never done this, I've done it with the shovel part, but they even talk about pretty firmly, grab your head and give it a quarter turn. So, again, you are wrenching some of the roots loose so it cannot take up so much moisture. So that will slow down this process. I don't know how long that will delay the inevitable. So either you use them fast or you give them away or harvest to sell potentially. But that's a pretty good indication you need to move them. But, again, there's mid-season and late cabbages, which will keep growing and growing and growing. They may not be ready until September or October. And I've got some of those too that I'm watching because they are growing well, but aren't ready yet.
Okay. Anything else?
Like we mentioned, keep after the slugs. Sunshine is supposed to return, I hope.
Okay. Ed Barsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.